Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Werber moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Walker steals third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive towards right. Steinbacher catches it and throws to first to double up Chapman. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger bunts in front of the plate. Brucker fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brucker settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brucker. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Krivic steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Brucker reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lyons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lodigiani for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lyons strikes out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Moses steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Werber reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Brucker moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frank Gabler now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 2 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Frank Gabler. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Cox now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-3 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Bill Cox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Radcliffe moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 9-to-4, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.